Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slap Box Podcast. This is episode 703. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slap Box Penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is laying rather funny on the couch behind me as he is straddled. His legs are straddled across the sides at the top. He's like perched on the top. And just, you know, his legs are spread open, hanging off both sides. Which he likes to lay that way, you know? I guess it helps balance him since he is missing the one leg up front. But like his back legs are straddled along both sides. It's like he's riding a horse. He looks comfy though. He looks awfully chill. Yes, I'm feeling much better than I was last week, as last week I was sporting a cold. It was pretty nasty cold, the day after I recorded the podcast last week. I had like the worst runny nose of my life. Well, I guess it started before that day, but Sunday it got the worst, and it would not stop running. I filled up like trash bags full of toilet paper that was blowing my nose. and I was ready for that dentist tool, you know, that sucks the saliva out, to just, you know, get one of those and just keep it in my nose to where it just keeps sucking it out. Breathing would have been difficult, but, you know, I guess I could have just, instead of leaving it in there, just, you know, every 30 seconds, put it up there and just suck a little bit more out, suck a little more snot out. I'm glad that's pretty much over. I've got, you know, a little bit of remnants. I keep having to blow my nose somewhat frequently. A little bit of the phlegm still going on. So I might have to clear my throat from time to time to get that mucus out, to clear the pipes, as it were. I did have to, like, finally, like, my nose was getting so ridiculous. I was worried I did end up making it to work on Monday, but I was like, man, if this continues, I couldn't sleep for shit Sunday night, but managed to still make it to work on Monday. I ended up, like, late Sunday night just going to fucking Walgreens, because I looked up, like, you know, the best things for, like, runny nose, medications, and, I usually use a generic version of Flonase, but that doesn't really help with the runny nose per se. It's more, you know, more for like allergies. It does have steroids in it. But I found out for a runny nose, to really kill a runny nose, the name kills me, but Astapro, which to me sounds like sort of like an ass-to-mouth situation. It's Astapro. You go from ass to pro. I got that. I guess it did the trick. Initially, Sunday night when I took it, it only did the trick for like about 5 minutes. It gave me like, which felt amazing. Those 5 minutes felt amazing after my nose literally just did not stop running all of Sunday. Like I skipped vacuuming and I couldn't do it because I'm like, I gotta keep fucking blowing my nose. It was fucking ridiculous. I don't think ever in my life, I've had plenty of runny noses, plenty of colds, thousands, I guess, at this point of colds, at least hundreds. Never had, probably hundreds. I mean, I'm 44. I've had, you know, several colds a year. We're looking at, yeah, a lot, but not thousands. That's a bit ridiculous. Anyway. yeah, maybe about 100 if I break it down. But anyway, yeah, the Astapro, Astapro, did clear my waves initially, which I gotta say, the taste of it going in the back of my nose was not pleasant, but it did seem to kill again, the runny nose. Initially, it was just 5 minutes. Next day, Monday, when I took it again, I took it several times throughout the course of a few days there. And it seemed to, I didn't have a constant runny nose when I went to work Monday. So, and I was feeling a lot better by that point, even though somehow, you know, I really didn't sleep much at all Sunday night. And somehow I felt better. anyway, yeah. I Astro Pro got me on the road to relief. Astro Pro, not a sponsor of the show. though sort of in a way. I mean, it got me my paycheck. It got me back to work. I would have went back to work. Let's be real. I would have went back to work. I wasn't running a fever. I wasn't. I needed that sweet, sweet production bonus. I wasn't like deathly ill. It's the runny nose was just fucking ridiculous. That was the nasty part of it. The runny nose that just would not stop. That was. I don't think the whole time I had the cold. I might have had a slight fever at a time, but like it's just fuck, man. The runny nose part was just insane. But yeah, I've survived that. As I did have, I don't know if this was related at all as to having the cold or whatnot, but I hadn't had this problem in years, since like my 20s. Like when I first had my first couple apartments that I had two different apartments, back in my 20s, there was several times in both apartments, I recall, having sleep paralysis, which if you're unfamiliar, it's the opposite of sleepwalking, whereas your body, what's supposed to happen when you go to sleep, your body disconnects your brain basically from movement. And so, like, when you're dreaming, your mind's going crazy, but you're not, you know, moving. Though, you know, people can often have the Jimmy leg and whatnot in their sleep and move around. There's sleepwalking where it malfunctions and you're still having movement, though you're dreaming. And so you're walking out the door, you know, just walking into traffic, doing whatever, or just jumping out of a window. Crazy shit can happen. I'm glad I never had that problem. To the best of my knowledge, I've never woken up in the street or downstairs for whatever reason. When I went to bed upstairs, I've never had that problem, thankfully. it seems like more of a dangerous thing. But sleep paralysis, of course, your body shuts off movement during sleep, but then you can kind of wake up. And it's almost like I would describe it as you have your VR headsets nowadays that have the, I guess they call it augmented reality, where there's a pass-through where there's, you can have virtual reality things, but also see your real world. That is like a good way to describe it for the new age, because you can have, there's the augmented reality porn where it's pass through, where it's just the woman in your room, basically. Or man, there's a few. ones where a woman can fuck a man, or man on man, I would presume. I don't know. I haven't, I'm assuming there's some of that in VR. Anyway. Anywho, sleep paralysis has nothing to do about man-on-man sex. Although I guess, you know, maybe that could be part of your sleep paralysis, if that's, you know, what your subconscious is trying to tell you. anyway, I don't know why I'm going down this road. maybe it was because I was talking about JJ's last night. It was my buddy Toddy's birthday. We were on the phone, and I just happened to bring up the fact that JJ's, the gay bar that's sadly not around anymore, but used to be across the highway from IKEA there in St. Louis, and they had a toilet that was in... The bowl itself was in the shape of a guy's face, and like it killed me. Well, I thought it was the craziest thing ever. I fucking had to take a picture of it. I thought it was amazing. I was like, I had no idea you could get a custom made bowl. Like, I mean, why not? I guess, but never would have thought like to get a custom made bowl. Anyway, maybe that was in my brain, and then that's, I don't know. Either way, sleep paralysis. So with sleep paralysis, of course, you can sort of wake up. You're like awake, but then not be able to move. That's the paralysis, hence sleep paralysis, where I don't know why they call it sleep, because you're sort of awake. You're in like a state in between awake and dreaming still, because you can also see things from a dream and then also be, you know, in the real world as you're like awake, and then also you can't fucking move your body, but you're like freaking. For me, it was usually just certainty that there was someone inside, back when it was my apartments, in my apartment, and that I had to get up because there was an intruder and I had to get up, you know, and that, you know, my life depended on it. The first couple times it happened was pretty scary. I remember the first time in my first apartment, man, it was like I was convinced there was somebody inside my apartment. I couldn't see them, but I was convinced, I had to get up, and I couldn't fucking move, and it felt like an eternity, you know, I'm trying to get my body to move. Eventually I got up, and, you know, there was fucking nobody there. I didn't see, I don't recall seeing anything, but just feeling that somebody was certain that somebody was there. And then in my second apartment, I had a moment where, at least one moment where I had it, and it felt like something was like on my chest. Like, I know people have said that they see demons and shit, and that they're trying to suck their soul. I didn't think it was a demon or anything. Like, I don't know what I thought in the moment. Honestly, it was so many years ago. I just remember it felt like something was on my chest again. I don't think I saw anything. And I couldn't move, you know, and just like, I have to get up sort of feeling. Well, I had that again this past week. I think probably because the sickness, while being sick, I just wasn't able to get much sleep. I also like pulled a muscle in my back that was also affecting me, my ability to be able to sleep. And then I think that fucked my sleep pattern up to where my body's just like, we're putting you to sleep even if you're not asleep. And I had the other night, the cat was laying next to me, Agent Fox Mulder here. And I could look over and, well, I was having audio hallucinations. I could see, like, not real well, but I could see my surroundings. You know, I didn't have lights on, but it's still, there's light in this room from outside. And then there's like a light or so coming from my computer, I think, that illuminates the room. So it's not like completely dark, but I could see, you know, that there wasn't anybody in my room, but I heard sounds like somebody was walking around downstairs. And, but I knew that wasn't really happening. Like, I was aware, which, I think after the first time I ever had sleep paralysis, maybe even then, like, I was aware that I was hallucinating, but also at the same time, like, kind of believed, you know, like, what the fuck? Like when you first wake up from a dream, like, you gotta remember, like, oh, wait, then I'm not in the reality from the dream. This is real, real reality. But I could look over and see that the cat wasn't responding to any of these sounds, which there were loud sounds. But I don't know, it was weird that I was aware, or I could at least, I don't know, that I couldn't move, but I could, I guess, move my eyes because I was laying on my back. I was able to at least move my eyes to look over at the cat. But I couldn't move my body, the rest of the body, and I knew immediately that like, this is sleep paralysis. Like, you know, this isn't real. I had to keep telling myself that. And then, it's a bitch, like, once that happens, to like be able to go back to sleep. Cause I hadn't been asleep long, and like, I hadn't been sleeping much all week. And I was like, son of a bitch, I need to get some fucking sleep. Like, knock this shit off, brain. We need to get some sleep. So I had to like open up my phone, look at a few things, get reconnected. Like, once I could move, you know, reconnected to the real world and remind myself, like, everything's fine, even though I knew in the moment everything was fine. Sadly, I've never seen, like, the demons and stuff that people say that they see a lot of times with sleep paralysis. I usually just, like, it, like, I can kind of half see, you know, what's going on outside my body, but it's, like, hazy. I've never had any, like, visual hallucinations. Again, audio, I had audio hallucinations. I was hearing things, and I could tell in the moment that they weren't real, that they weren't going on. And, of course, when I finally got up, like, was able to lift myself up, move my body, like, all sound was gone. It was clear that nothing was going on inside. I did not go downstairs just to make sure that no one, like, entered my domicile. But, yeah, I was safe. I don't know, maybe I was reading the Epstein files too much. Or maybe it was been watching a lot of X-Files. That could be, you know, contributing to the sleep paralysis. Whereas I don't remember, but I'm the last episode of the first season. But I would imagine there's probably an episode of the X-Files somewhere. But I don't recall there necessarily being one that involves sleep paralysis. I'm sure there's something to it. As, you know, the X-Files, there's 200 something episodes. So they probably touch on it at some point, which I didn't see the last season, which they put one out in 2016. Like, the ninth season came out in, like, 2001, 2002-ish. And then they went and put out a season in 2016, which I saw most of that. And then there was another season in, like, 2018, 2019 or something like that. I didn't see any of that. But I need to go back. I'm going back and watching it all, man. Which, watching the X-Files and reading into the Epstein files, I got to say, files are both in both names. There's that. But there's a great YouTube clip of somebody that did the X-Files theme with all the Epstein stuff and Trump. And there's a Grimace with his eyes blacked out, redacted, while he's meeting with Trump. It's pretty fantastic. But anyway, as I read more into this, I'm starting to think Jeffrey Epstein is the real cancer man. I always called him the cancer man. They called him many things in the X-Files. He doesn't have any name initially, and then his character was listed as the smoking man, which he's referred to many times in the show as the smoking man. I prefer cancer man. He does get cancer eventually in the show. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched The X-Files. The show that came out in 1993. by the cancer man, I mean, you know, Epstein seems to be behind everything. There was the episode that came out in, like, I don't know, several seasons into The X-Files, I think near the later seasons, not, of course, the 2016. I'm referring to, you know, like, probably like season six or so. I don't know. I would say that, yeah, it was somewhere in there. Again, yeah, I'm just now going back through all of it. It's been over a decade since I've watched all of them. I remember probably around 2011 or 2012 or so that I went through and, like, binged all of the original run of the show. But yeah, that was a long time ago now. So anyway, like, what I was going to get at is there was the cancer man, like, seemed to be behind, like, all these big time conspiracies, the moon landing being faked, which I am 100% certain that we did land on the moon. I'm not saying that, but in the show, it was, they had faked the moon landing, and the cancer man was there when they filmed it. And my favorite part is there's a part where he says that he's never been a fan of the Buffalo Bills and he never wants to see them. I forgot how the scene goes down, but he says he never wants to see the Buffalo Bills win a Super Bowl. Which is funny because, you know, the show is from the 90s, and then at that time during that time period. The Buffalo Bills, of course, went to 4 straight Super Bowls. Were just an insanely good team until it came to the Super Bowl, of course, which the first one they went to, they played the Giants, and I think it came down to a field goal. The Giants won by like a field goal. I don't remember the actual score, but then, of course, they went on to get their ass handed to them pretty badly by the Redskins, and then, of course, 2 times by the Cowboys. It was just not even close. It was it was sad. poor Buffalo Bills fans. I feel like O.J. Simpson probably cursed them, you know? had he not, you know, killed his wife, which happened around the time of the Super Bowls of, you know, the Buffalo Bills. Because what is it, 94, 93? Shit, it was 90-something, and this is in that time period that the Bills are, you know, going to the Super Bowl. It's the Juice's fault. Because, of course, he was a legend on the Buffalo Bills. As far as he was the best running back, at least they ever had. He's one of the best running backs in all of NFL history. I almost said NHL. Been watching too much hockey. Anyway, I say that Epstein is like the cancer man because, you know, there's stuff like Epstein being in contact with the CEO of... fuck, I should have probably looked this up beforehand. But Epstein was in contact with the Activision CEO. let's see here. CEO. I don't know the exact file. Bobby Kotick. That was his name. I don't think he's still the CEO of Activision, but he was at the time that Epstein was among the living. Let's see here. Damn it. Here we go. This is Epstein files. Confirm emails with Activision CEO Bobby Kotick and futurist Pablo Holman discussing use of Call of Duty microtransactions to indoctrinate kids. I mean, fucking, you know, if it wasn't bad enough that he was raping and forcing children into prostitution, you know, he was, and it would sound like there was a few of them that were killed during sex in the files. I don't know if there's any hard proof of that, but at least the government hasn't released any real... son of a bitch. I'm not a robot, fuckers. I'm over 18. Show me the shit. like, this is email to Jeffrey Epstein from Pablo Holman. It says, I'm all for indoctrinating kids into an economy. You gotta love how this... how his example for real-world rewards is virtual items in games. And Bobby Kotick in the same email chain says, X Prize is a good idea, but key is real world rewards. Learn to read cell phone minutes, iPhone credits, virtual items and games. Like, this is fucking terrible. Which I've always hated the microtransaction actions bullshit. And, you know, getting kids to fucking gamble in games with, like, the loot crates and shit is pretty ridiculous. But, you know, he's forcing kids into or not forcing, but encouraging them to gamble. fucking, why not? There's another... I'm trying to find the communication here where it talks about the CP points. This is about Xbox banning Jeffrey Epstein, which damn it. I missed the part about the CP points. I'm not seeing it. Damn it. Where's the shit about the CP points, you fuckers? I don't know. Anyway, but apparently it was, you fuckers. Come on now. This is, show me the shit. Damn it, you bastards. Yeah. I'm not seeing the actual stuff about the CP points. But apparently Epstein was the one that wanted to call Call of Duty purchasing points, of course, which always seemed ridiculous, like annoying to me. You had to buy points. You can't just fucking, here you go, you know, just pay for the shit. Oh, we're going to buy points, whatever. It's fucking, one of the smaller reasons to hate Jeffrey Epstein, I guess, but the reason why they wanted to call it CP points was not for Call of Duty points. It was not COD points. It was for child porn. Because why not? Because you guys are fucking awful human beings. But it's just like, he's, motherfucker had his hand even in calling Call of Duty CP points. Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You know, he probably was not a fan of the Buffalo Bills. That's why they didn't win the Super Bowl. I'm just guessing. He seemed to be behind fucking everything. There's a lot of connections to the Kremlin in the Epstein files. And I don't think there is anything that says straight up that he was Putin's money guy. It does get into he was funding Putin's opposition during the time that Medvedev was the president of Russia, when Putin, to just avert the laws against, you know, being president forever, basically, in Russia. There was a time when Medvedev became president and then Putin became prime minister. And now, you know, Putin has just made it, I can just remain in power. Because why not? You know? I don't even know why they bother with the fake election bullshit. You know, even having election. Just like, yeah, I'm in control. That's that. The Russians know the deal. It's not... so we're going in the same path here as the Putin regime. Anyway... It does sure seem that at least Epstein was selling himself to Putin, that he could hide his wealth. And, you know, a lot of people have said that Putin is probably the most richest person in the world. You know, I don't know, maybe Elon Musk, who also was involved with Jeffrey Epstein, it should be noted, has more money, but we don't know, because Putin, you know, will never show his real assets. But it would appear that Epstein finagled his way into conned Putin into believing like he's the guy to go to for hiding your wealth. And sure does definitely seems that he was connected to Putin, as well as, you know, the Israeli government. And motherfucker, like, helped. It also seemed that he was big in... to him and Steve Bannon were thick as thieves, and created the political part of 4chan to where, like, all the Pizzagate conspiracies, which is fucking funny that they were pushing, you know, these child sex rings, these fake conspiracies about child sex rings at a pizza place in a basement that didn't exist, when, I mean, sure, they were, you know, he was just... loving that, and that people were believed in that when he was literally running a child sex trafficking ring. Pretty nuts. But we'll make you believe it was at Cosmic Pizza, whatever it was. I don't know. But there was, you know, Pizzagate. And of course, you know, just QAnon and everything. It's possible Jeffrey Epstein was behind creating QAnon. It is very, very well possible. As that became, and, you know, it was fucking hilarious, because there's the, again, the conspiracy that the world is run by the fucking pedophiles, which apparently it is. Just they're just kind of, you know, want you to somehow believe it's Donald Trump that's stopping it all. Not that he would be a pedophile at all. Who's, you know, all over the Epstein files. But, you know, I got to say, it definitely does seem that Jeffrey Epstein was killed. The whole thing's just pretty ridiculous. Pretty ridiculous. I mean, I always knew that billionaires and people that, you know, really run the show, the corporations and shit, were evil as fuck. But, you know, no, seeing real witnesses to such stuff is, I don't know. It's just fantastic. It's just so great. So great. So great. I don't know why I'm talking half-assed talking like Trump, but fucking shit. So I'm wondering, is there more things true about the X-Files? Would there be in the secret couple? Although, you know, to be fair to the cancer man, again, I haven't watched all of the X-Files in a long time. Maybe it is. I don't think he was a child sex trafficker. I don't recall that episode, at least. Maybe I blanked that out. Maybe I... maybe I was drugged during that part. Tina Mulder. I don't remember. I remember exactly, but I think in X-Files lore that it does come out that the cancer man was Mulder's real father. I'm not sure. Reading like Mulder's mother and stuff, but I think most disturbing. Yeah, people agree. The most disturbing episode of the X-Files didn't have anything to do with government conspiracy. It's home, the ancestralized family. There's the Watch Home, if you want a good episode of the X-Files, which I think was banned from airing for some while. Anyway, yeah, X-Files. I haven't seen any proof of the paranormal shit in the X-Files being true. Which, that shit gets pretty ridiculous. That gets pretty ridiculous. I mean, a lot of the X-Files, looking back at it as an adult, is pretty ridiculous. I wonder if it came out today, I probably wouldn't have been into it. But since it came out when I was a child still, came out when I was in like the sixth grade, which would have been, I guess, prime time for me to be turned into a prostitute, a sex slave, if you will, I guess. Fucking shit. Anyway, since it came out when I was, a wee young lad, it was, easier for me to suspend belief. Whereas, I would say, oh, yeah, it is saying in the overview of the cancer man that Fox Mulder is his son. So. I forgot about his son, Jeffrey. Oh, my God. He had a son, Jeffrey. Did the cancer man give birth to Jeffrey Epstein? It says Spender. I feel like maybe that was Epstein's, you know, he probably had some fake IDs, although it didn't seem like he bothered. Like, when he went on Xbox Live and got banned, which is fucking hilarious that he got banned from Xbox Live. Apparently, you know, he got banned from that this is well after he was, you know, convicted of being a sexual predator, but, you know, he got, like, basically it was just a prostitution that they didn't get him on all of the, you know, raping minors and such. But What got him in trouble and banned from Xbox Live was possibly the fact that Bill Gates, of course, got an STD from a Russian prostitute of Epstein's. And, of course, Epstein was trying to blackmail him with that. It would appear that possibly that was the reason why he got banned from Xbox Live. Not so much the fact that he was a pedophile. But hey, at least one American company was like, we're going to give you some problems for being a pedophile. We're going to let you not talk to children on Xbox Live. But only because you were blackmailing the CEO of Microsoft. Which, at that time, I guess he was still CEO. I don't know. I would imagine since he, you know, founded Microsoft that he still has pull to this day. As he's like one of the few people in the files that's getting a little bit of flack at the moment. You know, will he? He's not going to get any legal trouble. He's the fact that, you know, he's fucking women that Epstein and Maxwell sex trafficked. He won't see any real trouble over that. Just, you know, he might lose some stock price or something might go down for him. That the guy's got so much money, like, you know, he could lose half of his wealth and wouldn't even realize a difference. That's what's sad about all of these billionaires that are involved in this shit. Like, they won't see any real world consequences. anyway. How about that weather? Hey, it's warmer now. Yay. Although today it's a little bit colder. At least here it is. You know, I'm sure there are parts of the world where it's still cold. If you live in Siberia, I'm sure it's cold most of the year. It's hard to segue out of, you know, Epstein Island. Unless you're a billionaire, then you can segue right out of it. You can get ride your segue right through the water somehow. it's so great that we live in a world where you're as free as your bank account and can get away with murder as long as you've got billions of dollars. Which I guess millionaires get away with it often too. You know, you can be slightly, you can be less rich. And still be a horrible, horrible human being. I guess the brighter news, I should be going to Micro Center in a couple of weeks. I don't think I'm going to buy anything. My friend Pee-wee, that of course hooked me up with the PC upgrade a couple of years back, and he is upgrading his PC. He wants to go to Micro Center once he gets his taxes back, which I need to still get around to doing my taxes. No, I don't see a being able to buy anything. I don't see myself making any money back for my taxes, which why one of the reasons why I'm in no hurry to get them done. anyway, I have, of course, yeah, I've got the PC that I got. I don't know. It wasn't that long ago, but prices of RAM and hard drives were so much cheaper back then. Whereas, of course, fucking AI and their data centers are stealing all of the RAM and hard drives, all of the inventory for that, and driving up the price to just make RAM and hard drives. So your consoles, everything, are the prices of everything are going through the roof. Then you have, you know, Trump's beautiful tariffs that are liberating us, and also driving the price through the fucking roof, because, you know, like, none of this shit's made in America. and so we are, of course, importing, like, majority of the stuff, I believe, to build the shit. anyway... Just a clusterfuck of funness. And I would like to get some RAM or maybe a new hard drive. Throw at least another hard drive in this PC or maybe get a second hard drive for my PlayStation so I can have, you know, plenty of memory and be able to download several games to it and not have to just delete a game every time I want to play a different fucking game. Man, do I miss the days of cartridge-based consoles when you could just plug and play. And the days, which, you know, the stuff has also driven up the price of, the games, old game systems. Now those are becoming more classic, and people want their hands on getting that stuff. Now that you can't upgrade your fucking memory via, your storage, your hard drives, or just your RAM. You can't do that. So putting a fuck ton of games on your system, whatever that may be, PC, whatever newer console, it's just becoming less of an option, so that... it's definitely, I think that's driving people to get more of the older systems now. And it's just a better experience to play it on the original system, I got to say, than, say, playing it on a ROM or what have you. It's just wonderful times we're living in. But Pee-wee is upgrading his PC once he gets his tax money back. And so we're going to Micro Center. I feel like just in the couple of weeks, it's going to be, before we hit Micro Center, it's going to be fucking ridiculous in the difference in price with this RAM. I've been checking the RAM constantly because, that RAM, having more RAM makes a huge difference in the performance of your PC. And I've got decent, like, DDR4 RAM that I have in my old system, but I have got DDR5 in this new one. You can't mix and match that. It doesn't work that way. Which is a damn shame. But with RAM, you need the same shit to be able to get it to run together. So my options are very limited in getting new RAM. And for two sticks of like 16 GB RAM of what I have, looking at it on Micro Center, I've been bitching about this for, like, I guess months now, it seems like, on the podcast here. But on sale for $419 for two sticks of RAM of what appears to be what I'd have to double check the actual RAM sticks inside my PC. But I believe that's what I'd be looking at. Over $400 for two sticks, which I've got two sticks of RAM currently in the PC, and when I bought the damn thing, it was already, RAM was going up in price, and it only sold with one 16 GB stick of RAM, which is fucking terrible. You know, I was running 32 GB in my last system. Of course, it was DDR4, so it was maybe slightly slower as opposed to the DDR5, although I think the speeds which I was getting, the max speed on that, is better than the speed that I was getting, that I'm currently getting on this DDR5, although I haven't overclocked it. I could overclock it and maybe get that faster speed going on, which I could do, go into the BIOS and do that. Don't want to fuck shit up, though. It would probably help if I went in and overclocked it. And I get better performance out of it. But I know if you put more RAM in, it's definitely you can run more things at the same time. And it's just, your PC will run much better if there's more, RAM in there. And knowing that, I probably wouldn't be, I haven't been using my PC that much lately. And so, because I haven't been playing much Call of Duty, but... I probably don't need it, but knowing that it's going through the roof, I'm like, man, it could be really insane prices. And, fuck, just a couple of months, I almost feel like I gotta, like, if I want to max out, because I've got four slots that I can put it in. I only have two slots taken up. It's just like, should I just go out and get two more sticks of RAM to max out my fucking RAM performance? It definitely seems like this shit's just gonna just not be, you're just not gonna be able to buy this shit at all in a year. And it's, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? The AI bubble seems like it's going to burst any moment, which that's just going to fuck the whole economy up. We are so entwined with, you know, the whole AI thing. And, you know, I almost feel like I should give in to the sports betting the prediction markets, which is, you know, BS way to say that you can gamble on anything. It's all gambling. I almost feel like I should give into that. Just like, this is the only way I'm going to make money survive if I can somehow hit it rich off prediction markets. And I just can't. I feel like my, I don't believe in a soul, but still, like, somehow if there was a soul in my body, that it would just be completely gone at that point. Like, I would be completely, my morals would be completely gone. Just the thought of giving into that shit just sounds awful. Just looking at the price of this RAM and shit, just, it's just sickening. Sickening. What I was going to say too, when I was buying the PC, I upgraded and got a second stick of RAM, and it was like $100 for that one stick of RAM. Now it's over $200 for just one stick. It's like, son of a bitch. It's just, it's fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. Just the prices of this. The stuff that I have might actually be more expensive than that. I'm not sure if I've got dual or single channel. Which, for the dual, you're looking at, for two sticks of 16 gig RAM, is fucking $500. Ugh. Terrible. Well, yeah, I really kind of miss the RAM in my old tower, which I still have it. I could turn it into another PC. Problem is, though, it wasn't running very well with Windows 11. Windows 11 seemed to fucking kill its performance altogether. Fucking Microsoft yet again. Fucking me. Probably give me some STD that Bill Gates picked up from some Russian woman that was sex trafficked. It was probably a minor, let's be real. Fun times. On a different note, I got through Welcome to Derry, the HBO show, of course, that is about it. And you get into the origin of Pennywise. And I got to say, I enjoyed it a lot, especially the stuff when it gets into the origin of Pennywise. Now, the first few episodes, which are good, there's some fucked up shit like involving pregnant women that's like creepy and stuff. It's fantastic. But you don't get a sense of what the actual plot of the show is until about three or four episodes in. Like, they don't really start really building on the plot of the show. They're just like kids getting killed by Pennywise isn't, I don't even think, in the first several episodes. But you get, of course, it is an extraterrestrial being that can take on like any shape of what people are afraid of. But then, of course, it mainly settles on Pennywise eventually because, the show will get into that. If you want to, you know, I don't want to spoil it. Of course, if you've read the book, which I never did, but I've watched videos about the book. I have read other books. Just, I haven't really read a whole lot of Stephen King, honestly. There was one book I read as a kid of Stephen King, but it wasn't one that I don't think was even made into a movie. It involved a dragon. I don't remember much of the details. I don't even remember the name of the fucking book. I may still have it somewhere. It's a great show. I need to go back and watch the It Chapter 1 and 2, the ones that Andy Muschietti, I think is his name, the guy that's behind, I guess he's the showrunner of Welcome to Derry. So he's, you know, the same guy that put out those last two It movies, not, you know, the one from was it the 80s or 90s, the one with John Ritter and Tim Curry as Pennywise. John Ritter's not Pennywise, but he's like one of the adult children. Anyway, that's a great, you know, classic as well. But that It Chapter 1, the Chapter 2 was all right, but the Chapter 1 was fantastic. And Welcome to Derry goes, basically leads right into that. I believe there's going to be a season 2, because it does say at the end that there's like more to tell the stories of Derry or whatever. Not sure exactly how they're going to do it, because, you know, with It, it doesn't come out, or it's only out for, you know, like once every like 27 years or what I think it's 27 years. Don't quote me on that. but you know, the show takes place, I guess, in the 60s, whereas the It Chapter 1 takes place in the 80s, I believe, like late 80s, so maybe 61, whereas like 88. Yeah, I think that's how, or maybe it's 89. And yeah. So 62 maybe. Not sure on the math on that. Again, I think it's 27 years. But it's definitely a good watch. I definitely watched, of course, I've watched all of Fallout now. And season 2, very good. Enjoyed it. I'm interested to see what's going to happen in season 3. It looks like there's going to be some big wars. Big wars. Which, I enjoy that in a TV show and a video game. I don't like war in real life. Definitely seems like a lot of people are now pro-war. I mean, I guess there's always been a lot of pro-war people, but a lot of people just seem to see it as a video game these days and, like, not give a fuck about people dying. Of course, there's still a lot of people that are against war. There's I do remember there being a Sims-type game that where you could be the president. It was like a PC game that I played like in the early 90s-ish. And you could, you know, you were basically, I guess, the president of the United States, and you could start World War III. I don't remember if it was, had anything to do with like World War III itself, but you could do World War III. And it didn't, you know, well, one, I was a kid, but there's also, you know, I didn't have any moral qualms. Like, you didn't get to see like what it was, just yeah, clicking buttons basically and sending nukes. You didn't get to really see the bodies burning and what have you. So yeah, it was like, yeah, hell, we'll nuke New Zealand, why not? Is, you know, in the video game I was fine with that. In real life I don't want to nuke anybody. I just want to make that clear. But I guess I can see how people get desensitized maybe to that, and not see when you don't personally see the death and destruction that happens from bombs, when you just see a video of the bombs being launched, like, look at that pretty rocket. Which is unfortunately how U.S. media is pretty much always, which I guess most of the world media is always sold, you know, dropping bombs on people, like, look at this beautiful rocket go off. Isn't a rocket beautiful? Look, it's just like the fireworks we set off to celebrate our Independence Day. It's just that over at the other end of this launch, you see an explosion that kills people indiscriminately. And just in a brutal, brutal fashion. Anyway, it's really hard to laugh these days, you know? I'm finding it harder and harder to do. And to be jovial. I mean, I still have a sense of humor and laugh about shit. But it feels wrong. You know, there's always been death, war, destruction, horrible shit going on in the world. And I've been aware of that, like, my entire life, pretty much. Except for maybe when I was real young. My dad was thankfully honest with me as a young child, with him being a Vietnam veteran. You know, my dad was not a great person overall. But, you know, I'm thankful for him to not hide things from me, like how awful humans can be. So I wasn't completely taken off guard by finding out, you know, as an adult, just how awful, awful human beings can be. So I'm trying to segue back into something fun and light. As Agent Fox Mulder here is like, yeah, shut up, dude. Stop with the horrendous stuff. As, he's like, I'm missing a leg, and I still enjoy life, you fucker. As he's tearing up my couch, you little bastard. I did get a quote on Windows, not the operating system, but on getting new Windows. Well, sort of a quote. He didn't give me a full-on quote because I think it's called Better Homes. I don't remember the name of the company that does it. I'd have to go look at the paperwork downstairs. But they were going through the neighborhood and knocked on the door and asked if, like, hey, I'd be interested in a free quote. And I was like, all right, fuck, you know, I thought about possibly putting new windows in here, but I knew it was going to be at least over 10 grand. At least. And knowing and this company, I was like, man, they're probably going to be upwards of probably 20 grand, which ended up being about what he told me. He gave me just a guesstimation because I told him I was not going to be getting new windows this year. I'm like, that is not fucking happening. I'm looking, it may be in the next couple of years. I'm thinking definitely not even that. Unless I all of a sudden have some major issues with the windows, which maybe I'll just piece them out. Because I'm looking at like $2,200 per window easily. Like what he gave me is like a guesstimation that the going rate for windows to replace the windows I have, which I don't even remember if that was including the door. I feel like that may not even be including the door because I have a sliding glass door. That may or may not have included that. I'm not sure. But the going rate was like 17 grand, which, you know, he was showing me like how much that price fluctuates within the last few years. And it seems to fluctuate at least by, you know, 100 to 200 bucks a year here recently, which that price isn't going to go down at any point. It's just going to continue to go up, especially these days. And so he was selling me it like it's going to be more expensive, but I'm like, you know, I don't need more debt. I don't have that kind of cash available. That means more debt. I don't need more of that. I have a HELOC, a home equity loan that I'm going to be paying off for quite some time. I don't need to be adding more to that. And but the guy was really cool about it. You know, he did give me the rundown on everything. I won't be doing that. That is for sure, at least anywhere in the near future. Though, I mean, it'd be kind of nice to get some windows with that would cut down on like the UV light from outside a little bit more and just cut down on sound and what have you. But, I don't need that. I don't need another massive bill each month. which reminds me, I need to go get my Powerball ticket for later. I do that. Maybe I'll buy new windows. Maybe I'll buy new windows, but definitely not now without having that kind of windfall of cash. I tell you what, I win that Powerball later, I'll get me some RAM and some new windows. And by winning it, I mean hit the jackpot, the total jackpot. Not just the $4 winner, or even if it was like, I think there, because there's, what is it? There's like a $100 winner, I think. I don't remember what the breakdown is. I know there's a four, there's like a seven, which is the only, seven's the most I've ever won on a Powerball ticket. But you can win like 10 grand, I think, is one of them. One's a million. And then there's, of course, the jackpot. Now, the $1 million, after taxes, I would only have 500 because it would eat like half of it. But that, I'd consider getting new windows because I could pay off all my debt at that point. So I'd probably get new windows. Maybe some RAM. By the time I get that money in the bank, RAM is probably going to be like triple what it currently is. This shit's going to be like, this stuff's like almost more than the price of like a brick of gold, man. It's like, son of a bitch. Which, if I win that kind of money, maybe I should keep a couple of bricks of RAM, of bricks of gold. It's physical gold. I just have a fucking safe, you know, just a massive safe. I don't know where I'd put it. I don't know that I'd want that upstairs, like a really heavy safe. But just get a safe with a couple of bricks of gold and then maybe stick some RAM in there. Stick some RAM and gold. Be like, this is for when inevitably the U.S. dollar just goes to complete shit. I need to, you know, because gold is, it holds its value. The U.S. dollar seems like it's probably not going to. It may not be bad to have like just a brick of gold just like laying around for when, if history is any indicator, we could end up like the Weimar Republic of Germany that happened, you know, before the Nazis took over. It was the Weimar Republic, and they had hyperinflation go so badly that to buy like a loaf of bread, you needed a wheelbarrow full of cash. Like the Deutschmark was devalued so much, which I think it was the Deutschmark at the time. Perhaps it wasn't even the Deutschmark at then. I'm not sure what their currency was at that point in time. Now they go by the euro since they're in the European Union. Either way, I think the Deutschmark might still be around. I don't know. I've always used the euro when I've been there. Anyway. Oh yeah, hopefully we don't get to a point where we need, you know, wheelbarrows of cash. Obviously we don't need that since our bank accounts are ones and zeros. I don't know many people that hold like massive amounts of cash on themselves anyway. So it would just be like you wouldn't even see your money disappear. But overnight your bank account would be worthless. Hopefully we don't get to that point. Hopefully not. It's tough times to be real excited about much. But hey, we're only a couple of months away from a new Star Wars movie. We could look at that as fun stuff. Whereas Grogu, let's see here. The movie, the Mandalorian movie. When the fuck is that coming out? Which, that is an awful title. There is a Star Wars Reddit that says, The Mandalorian and Grogu is the dumbest Star Wars title. You're not wrong there. May 22nd. Which, why didn't they put it out May 4th, man? Star Wars Day. That's a miss. What the fuck? Why wouldn't you just put that out? Star Wars Day. That's silly. Wait till May 22nd. What the fuck? But if we can still be alive, if nuclear war doesn't happen before then, so there's no guarantee that won't happen, we will get to see The Mandalorian Grogu in theaters May 22nd. So that is one I will... you know what? I am going to say it now. I'm going to go to not just the theater. I'm going to go to the... I would imagine the B&B. I'll probably go to the B&B Wildwood Theater to go see that one. I might have to take a day off work for that one. Just to guarantee that I get that, you know, Saturday off. I might have to schedule that Friday off and then go see that sucker in... Though, you know, honestly, I don't have to see it opening weekend. Which, shit, is that... That might be Labor Day. That might be Labor Day weekend, which I'll have that off anyway. See, when is... Or is it the next weekend? It's September 7th this year. Damn it. So, like, they're not even putting out Labor Day weekend. You fuckers. I was hoping it'd be the same weekend as Labor Day, because then I would be guaranteed that, I don't know that I want to wait that many weeks to see it. It'd be like 2 weeks out. Either way, may or may not take a day of vacation off for that. We shall see. I could always hold out, because it'll still be in theaters come Labor Day. But the unfortunate thing is, you're not going to see it possibly on as good of a screen by waiting weeks. But I'd like to see it, you know, in the giant X screen. And at the B&B Theater. I'll go Wildwood or Wentzville, really. Either one's fine by me. They're both really good theaters. I mean, Marcus Theaters are good to go see it in. But a Star Wars movie, I want the best possible environment. On that note, I mean, I guess that's all about all I've got here. As always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.